Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 28 of the Goal Getter podcast. And in today's episode, I interview one of our incredible, almost graduate students, Lindsay Dodds. And in this episode, we talk a lot about her experience going through the certification, how it's been a personal development journey for her to really apply and dive into the Weight Loss Academy principles in an even more deeper way. You know, of course, like the Weight Loss Academy, we're about weight loss, but we also dive into things that are a lot more deeper in a person's life and, you know, look at certain areas that would impact why a person may not lose weight or what would impact a person from losing weight or reaching their goals, reaching their potential. So we talk about a lot about her experience in this episode, and we talk a lot about what she gained from it, and also we dive into what her plans are for the future. It was an absolute honor to interview Lindsay, and for me, I just absolutely love having ladies, women like this, coming in, joining our community, and joining me on this journey of educating more women, educating more families, because that's really at the crux of what we do here within the Academy. So dive in, have a listen. It's a really, really great conversation. And also, if you're interested, I will be doing a live free online masterclass on Saturday, the 29th of January at 9 a.m. UK time. This is for anybody that wants to know what if health coaching would be for them. So the training is essentially 5 ways to know if becoming a health coach is for you. So if you're curious about health coaching and you also have a passion for helping people, I would love to invite you for this free masterclass. As I said, it's on Saturday, the 29th of January at 9 a.m. UK time. If you can't join me live, it's not a problem. I'll also send you the recording, but just make sure that you sign up for it so that you get a copy of the recording sent to your email. Also, in the link of the show notes, you will be able to sign up for this free masterclass. So just have a quick look at the show notes. You'll be able to see the link in there. You can also send me a message on Instagram. I am Anna Wallace, and we will also pop you the link from there as well. So folks, globally, there are now more than 650 million people struggling with obesity. And part of our role within the Academy, as I said, is by educating more women. So if you'd be interested in learning more about what health coaching is like, if you're a little bit bored in the 9 to 5, if you're ambitious and you'd also like to help people and you would like to do work that is more meaningful, but you'd also just be interested to see, you know, what are the other ways to work and have an income that you are in control of yourself, essentially. So I would love to have a chat with you. I'd love for you to join me in this free training. And as I said, if you can't join me live, I will send the recording to you after. Anyway, folks, enjoy the interview, enjoy the chat with myself and Lindsay, and I will see you on the next episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. And today we have a very special person on the podcast. Lindsay is here with us, and Lindsay is one of our incredible students from the Weight Loss Academy coaching certification. And today we are just going to have a really lovely, easygoing chat about Lindsay's experience in the Weight Loss Academy coaching certification. So before we get started, Lindsay, I want to welcome you onto the Go Getter podcast. And I also want to thank you for taking time out of your day to chat to me as well. So how's your day going so far?
I'm having a great day so far, Anna. Thank you so much for having me. This is
excellent. Good. Perfect. So we can start. I think the best place to start is really going back to your experience in the academy, because that's where everybody's experience starts, right? So how was your experience in the academy maybe different to other things that you had done previously?
Sure. So I started Weight Loss Academy in September 2020. So it was just after the first lockdown. So it was at a time when really I wanted to do something about the fact that I had been in the house and I'd been eating loads of comfort food. And really it was what was getting me through the day, and I had put on a lot of weight. Previously, I had done Slimming World, Weight Watchers, Atkins, 5-2. You name it.
The usual culprits.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just, you know, was very successful at following them. But there always came a point where I, you know, fell back off the wagon and went back to all my old habits.
Yeah.
And so when your ad appeared on Facebook, I thought, let's just give it a go. It's 21 days, 17 pounds, and turned out to be the best 17 pounds I think I've ever spent in my life. So quickly really fell in love with the food, loved the coaching and encouragement, and realized how different it was to anything else that I tried, because it's not just about the food. It's not just this is what you can eat and this is what you can't eat. You know, the rules are so, there are no rules.
Yeah.
It's just so different to anything else. Mm-hmm. And I was desperate, you know, by about day 8 on the reset. I was like, how do I join the academy? How do I do this? And just, you know, kept going from there. Just absolutely loved everything about it. Was desperate to find out how you work the fat loss formula, and very quickly started applying it to my food. Really loved the whole community aspect of it, seeing other women's progress.
Yeah.
It's the positivity and everything. And I just felt myself as a person becoming more and more confident within a short period of time. I kind of wasn't really focusing on my weight. I hadn't used the scales for a number of years anyway. It wasn't something that I relied on, but I, you know, had an idea in my head that I wanted to get back to how slim I had been when I'd done Slimming World before. And I very quickly realized that for me it wasn't going to be about that anymore. It was just about feeling better about myself, getting healthier, fitter, and it all just kind of fell into place, and it was totally different.
I love to hear that. And also, we've seen you really grow over the course of the time as well, like just seeing you do different things and challenging yourself and doing things that you maybe thought that you would never do. So I always, like, that's a really wonderful part of my job as well, is seeing other people really flourish and realize their own potential, trying different things, and see their confidence grow. It's a part of my job that I really, really love. So that's really cool to hear. And what was it then for you that sort of caught your eye about the certification?
I think I just felt really hungry for more information. So once I got the information about the fat loss formula and everything else, I kept wanting to know more and more. And I just really kind of agreed with everything that you said. Often when I was listening to your trainings, you know, I would almost want to finish your sentences, because I was like, this makes so much sense to me, you know. And when I'd done things, previous diets, I realized that so much of it just didn't make sense. I felt like I was eating things on Slimming World that I didn't agree with. And I was so interested in the nutrition side of it, you know, things like artificial sweeteners. You know, I've not had them for years. So I wasn't eating a lot of that in Slimming World, but I couldn't understand why the dieting industry was doing what it was doing to people. And I just felt that I wanted to look at your approach to it in more detail and understand it
yeah,
more, and I felt really energized to help more women. I just thought, if I can feel so much better with myself, how good would it feel to help other women to feel much better with themselves? And yeah, I just felt that it was going to be a challenge for me because I studied languages at university, and I just thought, well, you know, I'm turning 40. So obviously I made the decision last year, and I knew it was my last year in my 30s, and thought, you know, let's just do something completely different.
I love that.
A great decision.
I love to hear that as well. And I think, you know, that's, I think that one of the issues is the lack of education. You know, when you think with regards to nutrition, when you kind of, I don't like to say that it's simple, because it's not simple, but some people make it really complicated. And then I think, like, why is it not taught in schools in a different way? Or, you know, some of this stuff, it should just be more out there, right? Instead, there's just a lot of confusion, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and that was also the goal with the certification. Like, how can we educate more people? Because I also feel very strongly, I also love to learn things myself and understand things more, because I feel like when we have an education, you know, it's easier for us to make better choices for ourselves, better choices for our family, share that information with other people, family, friends. And, you know, that's when it also has a really amazing impact, when just more people know about this information and, you know, get out of that kind of dieting cycle, for example.
Definitely,
you know,
definitely.
amazing. And for you, how was the experience of doing the certification, like, in terms of what you learned, your skills, your confidence? How have you grown as a person as well throughout the course?
I think I would say that the seeds were kind of planted when I joined the Weight Loss Academy, and then even when I started the pre-reading for the course, I felt, you know, you really encouraged us to read really good books on, you know, thinking about, you know, really being the best version of yourself, and trying to deal with a lot of the inhibitions and, you know, doubts that we have about ourselves. And I really felt, even from the get-go, that I was starting to believe a bit more in myself, and that I could, you know, I could do anything I put my mind to, really. And then, you know, all the information about the nutrition, I feel that now, you know, I understand, you know, things that I never thought I could do. I mean, I was terrible at science at school, and yet, you know, I can tell you about macronutrients and all sorts of things, which is really cool. Also, you know, the behavioral change thing, it was just absolutely fascinating, all of the different aspects that are involved in people's eating habits, their relationships with food, their relationship with themselves, potentially sort of background things that have happened in people's lives that have then affected how they eat and how they use food to get through the day sometimes. And I just found so much of that so fascinating, and it's really given me such an insight into myself and into other people. So now when I look in the group, I can see why some people are saying certain things, and I feel like I'm really growing in confidence to be able to answer their questions, to be able to, you know, show them the compassion that they need and be positive to help them to work through whatever their issues might be. And I think your approach to coaching being much more positive is just so important for so, so many people. You've got so many women who lack self-confidence and self-esteem, and they don't need someone saying, why did you eat 3 Mars bars yesterday? They need someone to say, okay, you know, this is a new day. It's fine. Go away, move on, forget about that. You can't change the past. But you can make better decisions and, you know, look after your body and give it the respect it deserves. I just think it's really consolidated everything for me, and made me confident to help myself, to answer questions from my family, my friends, and anyone else.
That's fab to hear. And as you say, like, I've also seen, like, you've, you know, commented on some people's posts, and
I'm always like lurking in the group, you know, sometimes like I'm just like the lurker, like, you know, he's saying what, keeping an eye on things, you know. And I see, you know, because I can see you ladies that are doing the certification, and I see sometimes you're commenting things and I'm like, whoa, I can see the confidence in you. And also sometimes you're sharing posts, and it's amazing, you know, because also people that are maybe just starting their journey, of course, like everybody's at different stages. So it's always amazing for the ladies in the Academy group to hear your perspective or how you've been able to change something at the same time. So that's always really beautiful. And as I said, for you, like, we've just seen your confidence really skyrocket. I love that. Like, I just like, I want to make more women confident.
Yeah, absolutely. Themselves. I know. Well, you've even turned me into a runner, Anna.
I know. That's incredible. Like, and then you inspired me to also run and do the 10K. So it's like, this is what happens when women get together. They support each other. They encourage each other. They motivate each other. You know, it's like, it's a really, really beautiful thing. And I think that there's also a lot of women out there that don't really know their potential, and they don't feel supported. They don't have encouragement. So I really love to, you know, just help people find that in them, you know, and then they can go off and do whatever they want, right? But they have that inner belief. And then I also think as well, like, when we're living more happy, fulfilled lives and we feel just happier in ourselves, we don't also need a lot of the external things to make ourselves feel better, you know, like food, definitely, for example, definitely, you know. 100%.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. So what, like, if you were thinking obviously about the kind of future, do you have an idea of what you would like to do? Obviously you've got an amazing full-time job already, so
well, I'm very fortunate because I'm actually 3 days, so I don't have a set plan. I change my mind kind of on a daily basis, I would say, but you know, a lot of my friends have now become involved in Weight Loss Academy. So
yeah,
I'm kind of, you know, a bit of a on the side free service to them with all their questions if they don't feel confident.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little bit of that, but definitely want to look and see how I can put all this knowledge into practice in the future.
Yeah.
You know, the aspect of schools and young people, you know, I really like working with teenagers, which, you know, it's great. And if we can do something to better educate young people so that they don't go on to have the issues with food that a lot of us have, then, you know, that would be amazing too. But I don't have any set plans at the moment. And
I think that's really good as well, because sometimes people can go through the or think about the certification and think, well, I don't really know what I want to do with it. I want to do it, but I don't know what I want to do with it, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know? And even when Fraser and I were discussing, you know, whether I should do the course or not, we said, you know, even if it turns out to just be an investment in me and making me feel happier, like I've got a better relationship with food, then it's been worth it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine not doing anything with it now, but
watch the space.
Time will tell. Watch the space. We shall see.
Yeah. I totally get that. And I guess, you know, when you were thinking about joining, I guess there was fears there, right? It's like anything, you know, when
I spent my entire time thinking.
How did you kind of get over those fears? Like, how did you take the plunge?
Yeah, I did spend a lot of time going, well, who do you think you are? You've had problems with food for 25 years, you know, and now you think you're going to be able to help other people. You know, this is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, something inside me, you know, the confidence that, you know, being part of WLA had instilled in me had, you know, really made me go, well, why not you? You know, well, you know, what makes another person better than you are at it? And I just kept thinking about the list of pros of doing it, which was learning more and becoming even more enthusiastic about it all and potentially being able to help others versus staying in the comfort zone and, you know, just thinking, well, that's for other people.
Yeah,
you know, whereas actually, well, why not for me? Because you have really helped me to believe that I'm important, that I can
yeah,
you know, do whatever I put my mind to. So, mm-hmm. so let's just go for it. So yeah. I think if anyone's thinking about it, then, you know, I think they should really just go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I think they should also just go for it. But I get that, because there is so much fear, and especially when you're stepping into an area that is, you know, like unfamiliar, you know. But I always think I love trying new things, and I think that it's part of life, isn't it? Like, part of life is growing who you are as a person, learning more about yourself, trying new things, stepping out of your comfort zone. You know, it's not always easy, right? But I always think it's rewarding.
Oh no, absolutely. And I think, you know, for me, thinking about becoming the learner instead of being the teacher was quite a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, I've loved that. Yeah. Also, I've got 3 kids, and I'm really very busy life. And you know, I just thought, do I actually have time to do this? But you know, I'm very fortunate that I work part time. But I do think the way that you set it up is so flexible that so many of the women have got different work setups, and they've still managed to do all the modules. And maybe we can't all be live at every lecture, but I think, you know, it's really, really well set up and organized so that people can fit it into their busy
That's really cool. That's a big point of it as well, is ensuring that everybody's able to kind of fit it in with what they've already got going on in their life, you know. So it's because a lot of the women in there are pretty much working full time and having kids and stuff at the same time. But it's that taking a little bit of time for you as well, you know, in the week, or we obviously have the lectures every 2 weeks, which is important as well, you know.
Well, I loved it. You know, if the ones that fell at the weekend, I loved it. I just shut the door and said, nope.
Goodbye. I'm busy.
I'm doing this.
Mommy's busy. Goodbye. Yeah, go to dad. Oh yeah, that's really cool to hear. So do you have any little nuggets of advice for anybody that's thinking, oh, I want to learn this, I don't know what I would do with it, who am I, you know, all those kind of things that we have going through our mind when we're thinking about, you know, taking the plunge and doing something different? What's your words of advice?
Well, we only have one life, and you know, sometimes if we don't make the decisions, you know, that could potentially completely change our lives, then we could just live and regret it. And I think for me, it came at a good time, because I was at a pivotal age, you know, and I thought, right, okay, I'm turning 40 here, and I want to feel like I, you know, have grabbed an opportunity.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be, you know, that you're coming up to a milestone like that. I think, you know, this is an opportunity for you to change your life for the better, for you to become the best version of yourselves, become the healthiest version of yourself. And I think if you love everything about the Weight Loss Academy, then it's absolutely the right thing to do to make sure that you get everything that you can out of that experience. And if then you can go on and help other people, well, even better. But if you believe that you're worth an investment, then this is a great way to invest in yourself.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's really, really beautiful. And I agree. There's so many opportunities at the other side, as you say. And I think sometimes we're like, I know when I'm having conversations with people before they're thinking about joining that, and before we've even started the course, they're like, but what will I do after? I'm like, you don't need to worry about that. Like, let yourself be the student, learn and go through the experience. And it is an experience. Like, I really love, like, you know, when we have, after we go through the lecture and then we have like those conversations after, and we start talking about, like, you know, heavy duty stuff sometimes as well. That's amazing, you know, because also I think, you know, our food and our behaviors, our habits, they're related to so many different things. Right. But I digress there, but, you know, allow yourself to go through the kind of process. And then as you come towards the end and when you finish the course, it's like, okay, you know, what do I want to do with this? And don't put pressure on yourself. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's also very important. And I also think that everything will always reveal itself, you know, and as you go through a course, you kind of figure out, okay, what would I like to do, and kind of ideas. So yeah, amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, it was an absolute honor to have you on today. It was, and just to have these chats and conversations, for me, it's really, yeah, really, really lovely. And also, as I said, just to see you go through the course and the things that you're doing, and you know, I know that you're like, even just sharing this knowledge with friends and family, that in itself is already making an impact, right? And even in your own personal life, you know, it's like, that's what's really, really important here. So I want to thank you very much for taking your time today to come on and chat to me. And I also want to thank everybody at home for tuning into the episode. And of course, we will be sharing some details around the next registration of the Weight Loss Academy coaching certification. So do keep your eyes peeled. For now, that's all for today. Lindsay, thank you so much. And as I said, thank you everyone for tuning in at home, and we will see you in the next episode.
Thank you.